Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time, July 31st, 2026. And our passage today comes from the evangelist Matthew, where he writes, "Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, 'Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? But his sisters all with us. Where did this man get all this?' Took offense at him." There is a curious sadness in today's gospel. Jesus returns to his hometown, the place where he learned to walk, where he played in the dusty streets, where neighbors watched him grow from childhood into adulthood. One might expect a warm welcome. Instead, he encounters resistance. The people are astonished by his wisdom and mighty deeds, but their amazement quickly turns into skepticism. They begin listing everything they know about him. "Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary?" They know his family. They know his history. They know where he comes from. And because they think they know him so well, they fail to recognize him. The tragedy is not that they lack evidence. The tragedy is that familiarity has blinded them to mystery. How often does this happen in our own spiritual lives? We can become so accustomed to God that we stop being amazed by him. We hear the gospel week after week. We recite prayers we have known since childhood. We enter churches whose walls and stained glass have become familiar companions. The ordinary gradually appears, or the extraordinary gradually appears ordinary. Yet God is never ordinary. The great contemplatives remind us that the spiritual life begins when we recover our capacity for wonder. Every sunrise is a revelation. Every breath is a gift. Every Eucharist is heaven touching earth. Every person bears the image of God. But familiarity can become a veil. People of Nazareth looked at Jesus and saw only what they expected to see. They saw a carpenter. They saw Mary's son. They saw a neighbor. They did not see the eternal Word made flesh standing before them. It's reminiscent of an elderly monk. Lived in a small monastery nestled among forested hills. Pilgrims often came seeking wisdom. One summer, a young man arrived after traveling many miles. "Father," he said, "I want to experience God's presence. I have read books, attended retreats, and traveled to holy places, but I still feel distant from Him." The old monk smiled. "Walk with me," he said. Wandered through the monastery grounds. The monk stopped beside a garden and asked, "What do you see?" "Flowers," the young man replied. They continued to a stream. "What do you see?" "Flowing water over rocks." Later, they stood beneath an ancient oak tree. "What do you see?" A tree. The monk nodded gently. You have answered correctly, but not completely. You see flowers, but not the god who sustains them. You see water, but not the god whose life flows through all creation. You see a tree, but not the creator who imagined it before the world began. The young man was silent. The monk continued, The problem is not that God is absent. The problem is that we have become too familiar with his gifts to recognize his presence. Years later, the young man would say, That was the day his prayer truly began. People of Nazareth wanted a Messiah would fit their expectations. Instead, God came disguised in ordinary humanity. The mystery of the Incarnation is precisely this, that God delights in hiddenness. He comes as a child in Bethlehem. He works quietly in a carpenter's shop. He hides himself beneath the appearance of bread and wine. Speaks through ordinary people. He comes to us in moments we might easily overlook. The contemplative heart learns to look beyond appearances. It learns to ask not merely, What is this? But rather, How is God present here? This question changes everything. The difficult co-worker becomes an opportunity for mercy. The lonely neighbor becomes Christ waiting to be welcomed. The ordinary day becomes sacred ground. The routine moments of life become places of encounter. Matthew tells us that the townspeople took offense at Jesus. But why offense? Does God rarely arise according to our expectations? We prefer certainty. We prefer control. We prefer a God who confirms our assumptions. But the living God continually surprises us. The spiritual journey requires openness. It asks us to release our certainties and allow God to reveal himself anew. Perhaps that is why Jesus often praised the childlike. Children live in wonder. They are not embarrassed by mystery. They are capable of seeing what adults overlook. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I think today's gospel invites us to examine where familiarity may have dulled our vision. Have we become too accustomed to prayer to recognize it as a conversation with the living God? Have we become too accustomed to the Eucharist to marvel at Christ's presence? Have we become too accustomed to the people around us to recognize their sacred dignity? Perhaps the Lord is standing before us in ways we have failed to notice. Perhaps he is speaking through someone we have dismissed. Perhaps he is present within the ordinary events of today. The people of Nazareth missed their moments because they thought they had already that they already knew who Jesus was. May we never stop discovering him. May we never become so familiar with God that we lose our sense of wonder. For the Christ who walked the streets of Nazareth still walks among us, hidden in plain sight, waiting for eyes that can see and hearts that can recognize him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you came among your own, yet many failed to recognize you. Free us from the blindness that comes from familiarity. Open our eyes to your presence hidden within the ordinary moments of our lives. Teach us to see with wonder, to listen with attentive hearts, and to discover you anew each day. Help us recognize you in the Eucharist, in Scripture, in the poor, in our neighbors, and in the quiet moments of grace within our souls. May we never take your presence for granted. Instead, fill us with the joy of continually discovering the mystery of your love. Give us the heart of a contemplative, able to find you in all things, to welcome you wherever you appear. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. If you found a moment of inspiration in this message today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a look at the scriptures presented at Mass and look deeper into one of the passage's deeper meanings, applying it to our lives. Bless you today. Keep you safe. Amen.